Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
And minds toward the Lord. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for how you blessed us on this day. We are not worthy, but we are thankful for what you have done. We thank you for waking us up and letting our eyes open. We thank you, Lord, for the breath in our bodies. We thank you for the movement of the activity of our limbs. We thank you, Lord. You've been so good, oh Lord. We thank you for your goodness today. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for how you made a way, for how you opened up a door. We pray, Jesus, that you will continue to bless us. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you. Help us to watch under prayer. We pray that you will go with us and that you will stand by us, that you will have your way. And let your will be done. Help us to acknowledge you in all our ways, that you may direct our path. We are seeking to please you and to do your will. We need you to stop by here today. Pour us out a blessing. There should not be room enough for us to receive it. Help us today, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, touch your people, O Lord. Touch the listeners, all those who are on the line today. We pray that you touch them in a special way. Have mercy today, O Lord. Save to the uttermost. Send thine anointing, O Lord. Let someone feel your presence. Let someone know that you're real and that you're a miracle worker, that you can do everything. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, we're dependent on you today. No other help we know, Lord. You are our very present help. We are looking to you today. Our trust is in you. Jesus, help us to look to you the more, Lord. Help us, Jesus, to take you at your word, knowing that your word is true. Your word cannot fail. Your word cannot lie. In the name of Jesus, you said in your word that your word is forever settled in heaven. We believe it today. Oh, my God, we thank you for this day, oh, Lord. We thank you for the mercy that you bestowed upon us. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your touch today, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Strength. Thank you for encouragement. We pray, Lord, that you continue to bless us, continue to go with us and stand by us, ever lead us on to victory. We pray that you bless this broadcast on the day. Send your word, send your anointing in the name of Jesus. Let some soul be blessed today. Help somebody to surrender their life, to give it all unto you. For we know that thou art a burden bearer. Jesus, move, Jesus, while we're praying, while we're waiting on you. Take full control, O Lord. Send your anointing, O Lord. Let the word penetrate, Lord, until some soul say, what must I do to be saved? Help today, Lord. Oh, my God, we know you're able. We believe you today. We take you at your word. And we are trusting in you as never before. We know you're able to take us through every test and every trial, whatever situation that is going on in our lives. We know that you're able to deliver. You are a deliverer. And I thank you for this today, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for healing. We thank you for touching the souls. We thank you for encouraging them. We thank you for how you made a way for them. We thank you today, Lord.
Thank you,
thank
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless the moral, Lord. Continue to have your way and continue to bless the listeners in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we'll give thy name the praise and the glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, and God bless you all. Thank God for that beautiful prayer, that anointed prayer coming through Eva's Maybell. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show, and we are so excited. Thank you, Jesus, for you to be with us this afternoon. And we want to welcome everyone to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Pastor Hameen is the Watchcare Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is in Baltimore, Maryland. And it's a branch of our mother church, Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. Our beloved late Southern District Overseer, Pastor Lewis Marshall, Sr., was the pastor of Victory Temple located in Jacksonville, Florida. Even though he's gone on, we still want to remember him. We're so glad that you chose to spend your afternoon with us. On today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen, and also Evangelist Maybell Edmond, who's a member of Christian Temple in Camden, New Jersey. And at this time, I'm going to read our opening scripture. It is taken from the... Hold on there. The 99th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 99th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads the Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubim, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity, but executeth judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. He kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, so thou tookest vengeance of their invention. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. We speak our prophetic word, reminding my family from the first verse of the ninth verse throughout its entirety. And again, just thank you so much for tuning in to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service Title 1 School and 1 is O N E. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, the email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Reach us by postal mail. You can send whatever you like via postal mail to P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland 21230. And our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during this show, during the broadcast, you can give us a call at 978-990-5270. And our access code is 794-6408. If you have a prayer request or if you're a member of the clergy, you like to have remarks back of the word, or if you have a testimony you like to tell, or a scripture you like to share, a song you like to sing, you can also call that guest number. Again, that's 978-990-5270, and the access code is 794-6408. We want to remember all the souls on our prayer list. We want to remember Benjamin Hogue, David Hameen, Melissa Smith, Titus Edmonds Sr., Evangelist Martha Colbreth and her mother, the bereaved Hall family, the bereaved Berry family, Gregory Smith, the bereaved Frazier Carr and Ramsey family, Sean Colbreth, the bereaved William Edmonds family, Tracy Curry, Daryl Mercado, Steve Sills, the Parham family, Elder Berry Johnson and the bereaved Johnson family, the Spriggs family, the bereaved Gatewood family, Tanika Hip-Huff, Amore Nix and family, Arlene Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall and the bereaved Marshall family, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, bereaved Anderson family, Robin Manthay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Muhammad Hamid family, Andrew Marshall, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And at this time, those are all of the announcements that I have. And I'm going to turn the broadcast into hands other than Mabel Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord. Thank God for this opportunity to encourage your soul. Found out that sometimes when you feel down, the best way or the best medicine to be uplifted is to go to someone else that is cast down and encourage them, strengthen them, and then you will find strength. The Lord will encourage your soul, and you will feel better. So I just encourage you. I want to encourage you to do that. If you're not feeling up to par, you might feel a little down, call someone on the phone, someone that you know may be cast down or going through something or being tested. Call them and speak with them and encourage them, and then the Lord will encourage your soul to be uplifted. It works. I've tried it. So I encourage you to do it. And I thank the Lord for the reading of this scripture. May God bless the reading of his word. And may the Lord ever bless your soul. Every listener that is on the line, we encourage you to continue to listen into this broadcast. Hear what thus saith the Lord and get a blessing from the word of God. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I honor the Lord today. I give honor to whom honor is due. I thank God for blessing us to come together one more time on this broadcast. And I've enjoyed the prayer, the opening scripture, and also those beautiful, encouraging words coming through Evangelist May. And I have found that to work as well. The very time that you're going through, if you can encourage someone else or give them some words of encouragement or give them, you know, some, like, minister to them and help them get through what they're going through, that will in turn bless your soul. So I certainly have experienced that before. So it's no need to have a pity party, like somebody said. Just go ahead on and encourage someone else, and that will help you tremendously. You'll be amazed at how blessed you will be if you would just go ahead and encourage somebody, uplift somebody else, help them out, and that will turn around and be a blessing for you. And I thank the Lord. I just feel happy down in my soul. I'm just thanking the Lord for how he's been blessing us all weekend long, even through our district meeting. And I'm excited. I don't know about you, but just thinking on the goodness of Jesus and how much the Lord has done for us. Anything that God does for us, we can never repay him, but he does it out of love. It's a free gift from God. He gives us his grace, and it's a blessing indeed. So I just thank the Lord. I'm feeling happy on this afternoon. Praise be to God. I'm feeling like praising the Lord and lifting him up because he is truly worthy of all praises. And we're going to go ahead on and get ready now to go to the word of God. So if you will, let us prepare our minds and our hearts to receive the word of God. And if you have your Bible, you can get ready to read along with me if you so desire. But before we go to the scriptures, let us have a brief word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you. Lord, we ask for you to minister to our souls, to send forth your word on this afternoon, and let everyone who's listening receive a blessing through the word in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're ever looking unto you, and we're depending on you, Lord. We believe you, and we're taking you at your word. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now let us turn our attention to the word of God, to, I believe, the 2 Kings, the 20th chapter. 2 Kings, the 20th chapter, beginning with verses 1 through 11. And again, I am reading from the King James Version Bible, and it reads, "In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass, afore Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Turn again, and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord, and I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for mine own sake and for my servant David's sake. And Isaiah said, take a lump of figs, and they took and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. And Hezekiah said unto Isaiah, what shall be the sign that the Lord will heal me, and that I shall go up into the house of the Lord the third day? And Isaiah said, this sign shalt thou have of the Lord, that the Lord will do the thing that he hath spoken. Shall the shadow go forward 10 degrees or go back 10 degrees? And Hezekiah answered, it is a light thing for the shadow to go down 10 degrees. Nay, but let the shadow return backward 10 degrees. And Isaiah the prophet cried unto the Lord, and he brought the shadow 10 degrees backward, by which it had gone down in the dial of Ahaz. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And on this afternoon, the topic is God will heal us. Hallelujah. God will heal us. And my theme is time to set our house in order. Praise be to God. In this passage, this is a beautiful passage of scripture. We have where God sent the prophet Isaiah to the king of Israel at the time, King Hezekiah. And this man was sick unto death. He was on his deathbed. And the prophet came in and delivered the message that God had given him to bring to Hezekiah, and said to him, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. So after hearing these words, Hezekiah, he began to turn his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord. And this is the prayer he prayed. He began to beseech the Lord and humbly beg of the Lord, saying, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. So he prayed a brief prayer, and he just began to cry. And I mean, this man wept because he had been delivered the news that was not favorable. He was definitely sick, but he wanted the Lord to remember what he had done before him. And so he began to just weep and cry before the Lord. And immediately when he turned to the Lord and he began to talk to the Lord and cry unto him, the Bible says it came to pass afore Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, before he could make it out into the middle court, the word of the Lord had come to him just that quickly. And then the Lord told Isaiah to go back, turn again, go back and tell Hezekiah, who was the captain of the people of God, the children of Israel. Tell him, thus saith the Lord, the God of thy father, I have heard thy prayer. So just that fast, God heard that prayer. Before the prophet could make it to the middle court, God heard and answered the prayer. Even though Hezekiah didn't hear that answer, but his prayer had been heard and also answered. And so the Lord sent the prophet, who returned and to tell him that God had heard his prayer and had seen his tears, and also to let him know that he will heal him. Glory be to God. This was a promise that God made to Hezekiah after he prayed that prayer. And then the Lord said that on the third day after he's healed, he would appear unto the Lord in the house of the Lord. So he had to go before the Lord after the third day. And also the Lord added 15 more years onto Hezekiah's life. And not only that, but the Lord promised that he would deliver Hezekiah and the city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. The Assyrians had seized the city, and then not only would God deliver them, amen, but he would also defend the city. And it was for his sake and for the sake of his servant David, because he had made a covenant with David, amen, that he would show him mercy forever and ever. And the Lord truly is a God of his word. You know, but I began to think about how God can do anything, and he can do everything. And when Hezekiah requested, wanting to know what would be the sign that God would heal him, and also that he would appear in the temple before the Lord on the third day, when the prophet presented this to Hezekiah, he said, "This sign shalt thou have of the Lord, that the Lord will do the thing that he has spoken." So he asked the question, "Shall the shadow go forward 10 degrees or go back 10 degrees? Which one do you want?" So Hezekiah, knowing that it was a light thing or a small thing for the shadow to go forward 10 degrees, he requested that it go back 10 degrees. Only God could do something like this. So he asked that the sign be that the shadow would return backward 10 degrees. And so at that request, the prophet went before God and he cried unto the Lord until God brought the shadow back 10 degrees. Glory be to God. Well, the shadow had gone down according to the dial, and that dial was a timekeeper. And so the shadow that was over it was helped them to tell what time of day or what hour it was. And so when the shadow returned 10 degrees, glory to God, it was a sure sign that God heard and he answered that prayer. Praise be to God. And so Isaiah, he was getting his house in order by turning his face to the wall and having a talk with God and asking God to remember. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And today we are living in the last days, and we need to be aware that the time has come for us to set our house in order. Surely God will heal, but he may not always put that in his permissive will. Praise be to God. So we need to be ready when it's our last day. Glory, hallelujah. When the Lord summons us or calls us from this earth, we need to have a house in order in that day. And I think about the pandemic of how this deadly virus came sweeping through the land, and so many souls lost their lives to the virus. This virus claimed a whole lot of lives. And no doubt many of them were not prepared. They weren't ready to leave this world. They didn't have their houses in order. But we ought to set our house in order, praise God, because we don't know the day or the hour when the Lord is going to call our name. What if another deadly wave of a virus come through, not sparing many lives? Hallelujah. Will you have your house in order? It's important just to be ready, just in case, because we don't know if God will let us live on. Many of us experienced or were hit with the virus. God, he let us live on. I had the virus. But thanks be to God, he healed me and he allowed me to live on. Hallelujah. He gave me a little more time to do more work for him, and I'm grateful. But not many can say that they were able to live after the deadly disease had hit them, because they're gone. They're dead and gone on. But they, no doubt, were not. Over the last 2 years, a lot of people found out that death can hit at any time. They found out when it was too late. A lot of them didn't even get their sins forgiven. A lot of them didn't get a chance to write out a will. A lot of them didn't even have time to say goodbye to loved ones. Didn't have a chance. But thank God, hallelujah, God is a healer, and he can do anything and everything. He's a mighty God, hallelujah. And if you don't know him today, you ought to get to know him. If your sins are not forgiven, today you ought to repent of your sins and ask the Lord to have mercy on your soul, because we don't know when our last day is going to be. Maybe morning, maybe night, but we don't know when the last time is going to be. Praise the Lord, but I know this, that God is a healer, and he will heal even if you have a deadly disease. Glory, hallelujah. You know, and I think about what God had the prophet instruct Hezekiah to do about the sickness that he had. It appears he had a boil, and this thing caused him to be sick. God had the prophet instruct him what to do. So he told him to take figs and put it on the boil. Get a lump of figs, take that, and lay it on the boil. So they took that, put it on the boil, and what happened? Hezekiah recovered. Oh, praise be to God. God gave him his health. His health returned to him. Oh, thank you, Lord. And God gave him a sign that he was going to be healed, and he was going to be before God on the third day. Oh, praise be to God. And I think about how people were giving out advice on how to build your immune system and fight against this coronavirus. And many suggestions as to what can be done and how you can prevent it, you know, hygiene. Washing your hands, do this, do that, stay 6 feet apart, you know, practice social distancing, something we can do to help ourselves along the way. Oh, praise be to God. God will do the healing, amen, as he did with Hezekiah. But he did what he was instructed to do. Praise be to God. And that just makes me think about how he took something natural, a lump of figs, and that lump of figs being a natural or a plant-based fruit, he took that and put it on the boil. Now, just thinking of putting these natural plant-based fruits and vegetables in our bodies to help us build up an immunity against diseases and sicknesses. It does help. Praise the Lord. But I just thank God for the Word of God. And God, he cares about our whole, our souls, but he wants us to be in good health. He wants us to prosper. Hallelujah. When we have our health, we can minister to someone else. We can go and help somebody else. Oh, praise the Lord. What can we do if we're sickly and weak and just can barely get around? The Lord wants us also to be in good health so that we can labor in his vineyard. Amen. So that we can go against the wiles of the devil, fight against the evil forces. Hallelujah. But the main thing is to take the word of God. Hallelujah. And let God feed your soul. Let God give you that strength and power on the inside that comes from the word of God. So this is important for us to take the word of God in and just allow it dwell in us, abide in us. Hallelujah. And that will give us everything we need. Praise the Lord in the spiritual sense. And praise God. God, he will do wonders. He will move in miraculous ways. So I encourage you on today to seek the Lord as never before and to set your house in order. Set it in order. Get ready for that call because it's coming. Hezekiah wasn't expecting it. He knew he was sick unto death, but when he heard those words were devastating to him. So he prayed. And I'm a witness that God hears and he answers prayer. I'm a witness, hallelujah, that prayer works. If you need God to deliver you from anything, I'm a witness that prayer works. Hallelujah, glory be to God. If you can just find in your heart to pray unto God, to call out to him, cry out to the Lord God. Oh, he will have mercy and he will deliver your soul. Praise God. Hallelujah. So at this time, there may be someone who has been seeking the Lord for deliverance, seeking the Lord for the saving of their soul. Oh, glory to God. Maybe you're seeking the Lord for more strength, for encouragement. Maybe you have a sickness in your body and you've been praying and asking God to heal you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Let's go to God in prayer and let us believe God together. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Oh, blessed Savior. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you and we humble ourselves before you. Oh, God, we ask that you will look down upon us right now as we pray this prayer. Lord, we need a touch today. We need you to move by your power. Move upon us right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, let sins be forgiven. Let transgressions be blotted out. Oh, Lord, wash and cleanse with your blood. Oh, Lord Jesus, the shed blood that you shed on the cross that we all might be saved. Let it purify somebody's heart today. Let it purify somebody's mind. Oh, Lord, let it clean up that dirty soul, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Wash that soul and make it white as snow. We know you're able, Lord. You can do everything. There's nothing too hard for you, my God. Lord, we're depending on you, and we're looking unto you. We're praying, Lord, that you will send your healing virtue. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver. Heal and make ever with whole. In the name of Jesus, whatever that sickness is, that disease, oh, my God, a virus, we pray right now that you rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Rebuke the virus, oh, God. Rebuke the sickness, Lord Jesus. Deliver, oh, Lord God. We know you are able. Raise up the sick, Lord, off the sick bed. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Raise them up, Lord, and make them whole. Oh, my God, restore their health unto them and give them a mind to tell of your goodness. Give them a mind to serve you all the days of their lives. Give them a mind to live for you, Lord Jesus. We know you're able, my God. We're calling on you, Lord, to stop by for just a little while because somebody's in trouble. Oh, blessed Savior, somebody's in trouble, my God. We're asking you to deliver them out of all their troubles. Oh, my God, you're able. You know all about it, Jesus. You know how to fix it, Lord, and you know how to work it out. We're calling on you right now, Lord, to remember Brother Muhammad, oh, God, to lay your hand upon him, Lord Jesus, to be with him and to see him through. Work a miracle, Lord God. Save his soul, Lord Jesus. Deliver him, Lord, and help him to do your will. We know you have the power, and we are asking in faith. We believe it together. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We pray, oh, God, for those on the prayer list. Look upon them right now, Lord, one by one and name by name. Look on the prayer list, my God. The names are written there. Some of them have a special request written by their name. Some have a petition on behalf of others. Oh, my God, you know just what to do. We are praying, Lord, that you will move on everyone, Lord God, that's written on each prayer list all around the world, both near and far. Oh, my God, stretch forth your mighty hand, Lord, and touch, Lord, heal, deliver, encourage, uplift. Oh, my God, whatever is needed, we ask that you will grant it, my God, and let it be done according to your holy will. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And we ask you to remember those who are incarcerated. Have mercy upon them and save in the jails, oh God. Save in the prisons. Save in the detention. Oh God, move all around in the name of Jesus. We believe you, Lord, and we are taking you at your word. And we are praying also for the backslider to help them, Lord, to get back to you. Help them to return. Oh, Lord Jesus, touch their heart, oh, God, and deliver them from the bands of sin. Oh, God, break every chain in the name of Jesus. Destroy the yoke, oh, God. We know you're able, Lord. Loose their shackles. Oh, Lord, do it right now. Save, Lord Jesus. Save dying souls everywhere. Give somebody enough time to repent, Lord Jesus, and prick their hearts to repentance. In the name of Jesus, save, Lord God, save, my God. Be merciful, Lord, be merciful. Have mercy, We believe you today, oh God, and we are taking you at your word, Lord. We believe we have the petitions that we've asked in this prayer. We believe, Lord, that you heard our prayer, oh God, and that you've already answered. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for your grace toward us, oh Lord. We thank you and we praise your holy name. We bless your name, oh God. We lift you up, Lord, for you are worthy. And we magnify your holy name. We thank you for this prayer, Lord. We thank you for everyone who is listening. Oh, my God, we thank you for making your holy visitation, for visiting them, Lord God, in their homes, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for working things out. We thank you for healing, Lord. We thank you for the saving of souls, for deliverance, Lord. We thank you for uplifting us, oh God. We thank you for lifting those heavy burdens, Lord. We thank you for fixing it on the job, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, glory to your name, Lord. We pray for the co-workers, oh God, that you will save them and show them the way in the mighty name of Jesus. We believe you right now, Lord, and we count it done. We thank you for it. All of these and other blessings we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for prayer. We thank God for each one of you and for your patience. And at this time, we're going to have remarks by Evangelist May. God bless.
Glory to God. Thank the Lord for the beautiful message that came through on today. Hezekiah was sick unto death, but being obedient and crying unto the Lord. Sometimes, you know, that's what we have to do. We have to cry unto the Lord. And I thought about David, how that he cried unto the Lord. And he said, this poor man cried unto the Lord, and he heard him. The Lord heard him and delivered him out of all of his trouble. And God will do the same for you or anybody else that break up their heart and cry out unto the Lord. He will do it. Thank the Lord. I just thank God for what he's doing, for his mercy, for that beautiful message once again. Very inspirational, and it teaches us that we have to turn to the Lord when these things come upon us. We can turn to God and pray, and God can heal us. He can deliver us. So I hope the word has inspired you on today. And may God bless you and Vanessa Amin, keep preaching the word of God and allowing God to use you in his service. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks and words of encouragement coming through Evangelist May. And we just thank God for all of you who are listening. And I encourage you, just take the word of God in. Just take God at his word. God says what he wants to say. And he means it, and he will keep every word. God will heal us. He will do it. Hallelujah. But we just have to keep the faith. We just have to believe the Lord and take him at his word. And I tell you, if Hezekiah didn't think or believe that God would heal him, he wouldn't have prayed like that. Praise
Amen.
God. But if you Amen. Really, truly believe, you're going to cry to God. If you can cry and ask God for these favors, oh, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Thank
May
you,
not
Jesus.
Come when you want him, but believe he will come. He will show up. He will work it
Amen.
Out. He will heal. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just stirred up, and I just thank the Lord for his goodness and for his mercy. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And even though maybe you didn't quite live or do everything that God wanted you to do, or, you know, maybe you didn't keep his commandments like you should, but you can still mm-hmm. cry to him, and he will hear
yes.
your cry, and he will see yes. your tears. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord, he will have mercy, and he will forgive.
and then he'll turn around and heal you. Amen. I'm just thankful to the Lord for all things. Thank God for this broadcast. I just thank God for all of you who are listening and for your prayers and for your support. And we just want to encourage you to just continue to pray unto the Lord. Let us pray one for another and for those who are on the prayer list. Let's pray for them earnestly. And each time that we go to God in prayer, let's remember them, those who are on the prayer list, and lift their names up before the Lord, asking God to have mercy. So we do thank God for the broadcast on this afternoon, and this does conclude the broadcast. Before we close out, Evangelist May, did you want to add anything else?
No, not at this time.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And I just want to make mention that we are in our district meeting, our second district meeting of the Northern District of the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God. We went there on yesterday. The Lord really did bless our souls. Praise God. And tonight will be the climaxing service that begins at 7 p.m. Praise the Lord. And maybe you're listening and you might want to tune in to that service on tonight. And they have a teleconference line that you can call, and praise the Lord. And I think I accidentally called. Evangelist May, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, I was trying to look up the number, and I think I accidentally dialed another number. But anyway, the Christian Temple Conference teleconference line is 508-924-2348. If you care to dial in, you're certainly welcome to do so. Amen. But we just thank the Lord for all things. And also, Evangelist May, would you like to go ahead and give your information for the Gospel Truth broadcast?
We broadcast on Tuesday night and Sunday night at 7 p.m. I don't have the number right in front of me, but yes, the Gospel Truth broadcast airs 7 p.m. on Tuesday night and Sunday night. And here's the information if you'd like to dial in. You can dial 701-802-5175. The access code is 5847-681 pound. And if you'd like to go online, praise the Lord, you can go to Grace Radio 5, the number spelled out 5, gmail.com. And that's www.graceradio5@gmail.com. So we would be glad to hear from you. Or if you'd like to be on the line, you can dial 563-999-3511. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So on that website, Evangelist May, I just wanted to add the website address would be www.blogtalkradio.com/
Correct.
Grace Radio 5. And that's how you can find the Gospel Truth broadcast online. Amen. Praise the Lord. So you are certainly welcome to tune in, and you'll get nothing but the Gospel Truth. Amen. Hallelujah. So we just thank the Lord for you, Evangelist May. Thank God for your ministry and how the Lord is blessing. And again, we do thank the Lord for all things. And if that be all,
This concludes the broadcast for this afternoon. We look forward to you tuning in with us for our next broadcast on Friday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, if it's the Lord's will. And until then, let us keep our minds on the Lord and let us continue in prayer before God. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.